Heart to Heart. That's Shekinah King from her brand new album, Heart to Heart. Shekinah King is a singer, a songwriter, keyboardist for Madison-based blues band Alfa Romeo and the Wanakee Project Brave Band. Shekinah also works closely with Project Brave, a nonprofit fighting negative stigmas associated with mental illness. And earlier today, Shekinah King released her brand new album, Heart to Heart. And here in the studio with us right now is Shekinah King and her brother, who also plays on the album, Wes.
Yay!
Hey guys, Shekinah, Wes, woo! Welcome to Maxine Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That song, you guys. What can you tell us about it? The one that we just heard. It was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Heart to Heart, I wrote for a friend of mine after she told me her story. So it's really just about two imperfect people in an imperfect relationship. That's real life. Just sticking it out and because they love each other, sitting down to have a heart to heart.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Now the album, you just literally came here from the release party out at the Bricks.
Yes, straight from the release party.
How was the party tonight?
It was fun. It was really good.
Is everybody like really jacked up on cider? Hard cider?
Yes, everybody is jacked up on the cider.
We're jacked up on hot sauce.
Yeah, we had some hot sauce tasting earlier.
I know, I kind of wanted to partake in that.
Before
the
we
hot sauce or the cider?
Oh, very good.
That's what I was wondering, actually.
And Wes asked, yay. Oh. Hey, before we actually talk to you about the album, what can you tell us about you? You know, what kind of upbringing? Did your parents play music? Fill us in.
My dad is a pastor in Dodgeville, and we grew up singing and playing in church, and it was just kind of a family thing. My brother Wes here always says that farmers have kids to work in the fields, pastors have kids to do music.
Oh.
So we came by it naturally. My dad has one of the best male vocals that I can think of. Like, his falsetto is crazy good.
Yeah, fantastic.
And he plays the piano, and he's just always inspiring us to do that.
Does he play out and about here in town or
not at all?
No, not at all.
He plays at church sometimes.
Yeah. Wes, wow. You were telling me on this album now, basically the two of you made this album. What were you all playing?
Yeah, for the most part, it was the two of us.
Wow.
But there are a lot of other people that, from local musicians that really stepped in and helped out a lot. People from other bands, people from the Project Brave Band, people from the Alfa Romeos, some other people that we've actually grown up with and played with, stepped in to help us out a lot, and it was fantastic.
Please tell us what instruments you both play, though. This blew me away when you were sharing this.
Yeah, so Shekinah's always had the voice, and I've kind of backed her up on instruments, so usually any instrument I can find. On this album specifically, I've played piano, drums, guitar, and bass.
That's incredible.
And it's just the two of you, is that correct?
Right here, but for the most part, Shekinah gigs with a lot of other musicians. I have twin 17-month-olds at home. So
Oh boy! Congratulations!
I don't get out a whole lot.
So this has been a really special day for a lot of reasons.
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
So you write the songs that make the twins jump around.
Oh, exactly.
How are you feeling during your party today? To know that this is out in the world and people were there to celebrate you guys.
Just really, really emotional, and it's been a long time coming, and we've been working on this for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like I wasted a lot of money at first because I didn't know what I was doing. Recording and being in the studio is way different than playing live, and I learned a lot of really good lessons, and we did it the wrong way a bunch of times.
Sure.
But we got here, and it just feels good to have it done and have it out. And
excellent.
Just all the feels.
Was this your first album?
Yes.
Yeah. So doing it the wrong way a bunch of times and, you know, going to the studio doing that the first time is perfectly okay and kind of required as a band, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, that means I did it right.
You nailed it.
You did. Yes. There you go.
What was your studio? So what was that? I guess what's the one big thing the next time you go into studio that you would change from the last time?
Mm. Click track.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never play without a click track. Never, ever, ever.
That is fascinating.
Especially with today's digital software, mm-hmm. you have to be on a click, or it makes the whole editing process so much harder mm-hmm. because right. the software is going to a map, a click. Right.
So yeah. I play a lot solo. I play a lot out solo, and I can have liberty with the tempo and kind of do what I want. Doesn't work so well in a studio setting when you want to put other instruments and other musicians in it. And they're like, okay, whoa, we can't play to this. Like, what click were you using? And I was like, click track. I wasn't using a click track. And they were like, oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Wes, let me ask you the same question.
That's one of the big things. We had so many ideas that I think we thought we had down, and going into the studio, they just didn't fully pan out, or we had some more ideas like, well, what if we did it this way instead? What if we changed this up? What if we added this? If we add this instrument, is it going to interfere with this? Mm-hmm. And really going in with a better outline next time is going to be the key. Especially as Shekinah said, rhythm has never been her strong suit. That's usually where she has me. But she started without me doing this. And so we had to go back in and try to get the rhythm back.
What a lesson.
Now, are you the big brother or the little brother?
I'm the big brother.
We have
a little brother who is who just graduated as a doctor of chiropractic. And he's also going to be in a national commercial here very shortly. So not only is he a doctor, but he's also a model.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah. What a fun family.
And he kind of looks like Captain America's stunt double.
Oh boy.
Oh, we'll be watching for this for sure.
Now, Shekinah, you are in a band called Project Brave, and it's also a nonprofit. Tell us about Project Brave and, you know, this great cause that you work with.
Yeah, we do on a big event every February, and we just come together, and we believe that music can heal, and just inspirational stories and support groups. Wanakee Project Brave also does weekly support groups in Wanakee for just mental health awareness and anybody who needs a safe place to talk and to have that support. So we do this big event in February and just try to kind of bring out just the best in people and share inspiration in this crazy world.
There was recently a survey from schools in Wisconsin, and it ended up showing that kids in the last couple of years are at the highest levels of their worst mental health. And when you read that and then realize people like you are trying to do something to help them and everyone else, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think music is such a key spot for me for my mental health and my anxiety, and it's so healing. And if I can even share a glimpse of that with other people and offer the same, then I feel like that's my purpose and that's my job.
That's wonderful.
Now, back to the album. Where can we find it? Is it going to be streaming? You know, where is it available?
It is. So if I did everything correctly, you should be able to download it on Bandcamp now. And then I also am selling CDs, actual CDs. Ooh. I know nobody listens to
physical
actual CDs anymore.
We do. We do at our house.
But we have those right now, and they will be available at all my upcoming shows. And then next Saturday, the 14th, they will be available for all major streaming services. But we're only putting 5 out total, and then we're going to keep 3 as album, like CD album exclusives
extras
for right now.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Now, you mentioned upcoming shows. You're going to be performing around South Central Wisconsin throughout September. You have a big schedule. September 20th, Buck and Honey's here in Monona. September 21st at the Hop Garden in Evansville. September 26th, Buck and Honey's again, but this time in Wanakee. And September 28th, and that's going to be at the Cider Farm Tasting Room in Madison. Tell us about playing at the Cider Farm.
Yeah, that's a different one than Brick Cider. I just can't get away from the cider. I like the cider. They're a they have a farm in the Mineral Point area, and they have a tasting room. They make their own hard ciders and like apple brandies, and they have like charcuterie and all of these things to go with the hard ciders. And it's just a fun little place. It's right by Brennan's market there, and it's just a fun little spot and very open, and they have live music all the time, and I really, really enjoy playing there.
Wow. Now, you're we've been speaking with singer-songwriter Shekinah King. Shekinah, thank you for taking the time to come to speak with us tonight. We really
right
appreciate
after her party.
It.
Thanks for having me. This is a
so
dream.
Great.
Now, you have a new video coming out for your song, Broken Bridges, but the song we're going to hear next is called You're Not Broken. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear it.
Okay. So I have a friend who... Yeah, I usually cry when I talk about this. I have a friend last year who passed due to suicide. And he was such a big personality and a big light. And he struggled with his mental health and struggled with some addictions. And he was homeless for a time. And I think people are so judgmental, and they're just really, really quick to hand out like you're crazy or you're broken or you're all of these things. So I wrote this song with him in mind, and these are all the words that I wish I could still say to him and just other people that are struggling. Like if you're fighting, it starts out by saying, if you're fighting an invisible war, like those invisible mental battles that we all fight. And then it says, it doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're strange. It doesn't mean you're helpless. You've just had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you, and no one can take your place. So if he was still alive, those were some things I wish I could still say to him.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that music. Yeah.
That's powerful. And, yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Really is.
Wow. Well, let's hear it from her brand new album, debut album. This is Shekinah King, and You're Not Broken. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
An invisible war. And you're working through unthinkable things. If your heart can't take it anymore.